Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
On Breakfast Clubs, Bernadette says it brings a new meaning to the term feeder schools. A great idea, she says. And Sheila texted to remember that 70 years ago in St. Vincent's School in Cork, the hungry girls got a glass of milk and a bun. Nelly was the little woman who gave it out. Bless her. Bless her indeed. Thank you for that text, Sheila. And then Colm says, if Scotland votes to leave the United Kingdom, that will free up a slot for us to apply to go back in. Yeah, right. Thanks for that, Colm. Very helpful suggestion from you. Now, if you heard the first item on our programme, you'll have listened to Brian O'Connell reporting about how some women in direct provision centres have resorted to prostitution to make ends meet. Listening to that report was Fiona Finn, who is Chief Executive of NASC. That's the Irish Immigrant Support Centre. Good morning to you, Fiona. Did this come as news to you, or did it just confirm what you suspected might have been happening all along?
Yeah, no, it has confirmed what we had suspected all along. We have had a lot of anecdotal evidence to sort of support that woman's testimony this morning. And it's something that we had been aware of. And it's not just an isolated incident. From our experience, it is happening across a number of direct provision centres throughout the country.
And do you have any sense, Fiona, about the proportion of women in the direct provision centres who are deciding to use prostitution as a way of supplementing that €19.50 or whatever it is that they get every week?
No, we don't have a sense of the actual numbers, but we would imagine that it is quite high. Because it's completely shrouded in secrecy, the women are afraid to speak out. And all the women that are living in the direct provision centre, like all families, their weekly allowance is so low. So they're living on €19.10 a week per adult and €9.60 per child. And I think, you know, when people are living in that sort of forced poverty, they will resort to prostitution as a strategy for survival, as a means to provide for their children, as a means to pay for their school books, to pay for their shoes, to enable them to have some form of a semblance of a normal life.
Inevitable? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying it's inevitable, but I'm saying it's not surprising. It's unsurprising that if you're trying to live on an income of €19.10 per week, I think for most people, for a lot of people, you would do things or you would engage in practices that you would not normally do. I think from our perspective, we would look at it as the system almost forces people into prostitution, given the fact that they're living in such abject poverty.
Would you say to listeners who would be getting in touch to say, look, these women are well cared for, they have a roof over their head, they have square meals, and they get this money. Okay, it's not very much, you wouldn't go very far with it, but they're breaking the law and the guard should do something about it.
Okay, I think these women, I think the state is failing migrant women. I think we're dealing with a group of migrant women who are in the first place very vulnerable. Many of them have been victims of sexual violence and gender-based violence from their own country. They're trying to do the best they possibly can for their family. Having a breakfast, a dinner, and your tea in the evening, and having a roof over your head is not sufficient. I mean, I would ask anybody to try and live on €19.10 per week. There's very little you can actually do with it. The allowances that are received for the children to for their school books and for their clothing, that has been severely restricted and reduced as well over the years. So I think women are engaging in prostitution and are very vulnerable to prostitution because of the living conditions and because of the low income that they're on. I mean, in our experience, we've also heard of men kind of cruising and congregating around the direct provision centres in the evenings. We've had reports of women who are leaving the direct provision centres and who are getting continually harassed by men as they're walking past. So I think it's almost like it's such a vulnerable place.
Yes,
it's a site for
I think it was only yesterday we heard about Jimmy Carter, the former US president, suggesting that the government needed to act to make it illegal for men to use prostitution or to engage in it. That's, I suppose, part of a wider debate.
Absolutely.
But you must be concerned, though, to hear from Brian's report that girls who have just done their leaving cert are working as prostitutes to some degree, at least. Don't they have a better alternative, or can they access the education system with the grants and all of that?
No, they can't. They have no access to the education system with grants. But the Minister, John O'Sullivan, did come out yesterday and did say that as part of the reform of direct provision centre, of the direct provision system, that they would look to give asylum seeking children who have done their leaving cert access to third level grants. At the moment, once the children finish their leaving cert, that's it. They have no entitlement or no access to any education past their leaving cert.
Right, we'll watch and wait and listen to upcoming developments on that particular debate. Fiona, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Fiona Finn there, Chief Executive of NASC. That's the Irish Immigrant Support Centre. It's just after 11 o'clock. Over to the RTÉ Newsroom and Brian Jennings.